Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Welcome back, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're here on the NTA Blog Talk Radio. We're here live at the studio, and we're enjoying the activities that we're having here live at the morning call, First Fruits Prayer and Praise Morning Call with the International Ambassador. Come and go with us. For those of you who need to contact us, you can just simply call us. We're live in the studio, 347-934-0207. God bless. Come go with us.
You're right, Mother. Right.
Go.
God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else have a word?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Okay, go ahead.
No, Mother, go ahead.
Somebody go
praise
ahead.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Elaine. And I was just thinking and hearing all the great comments on waiting. And I've been waiting, you know, on some things a long time. And on some things God has just immediately done. And during the time of the wait, it's always impressing me. I conform more to Him. I conform more to Him. I read my word. The scripture and the things that I always learn, occupy until He comes. And I get busy and I take my thoughts off of myself and my problems as much as humanly possible, and doing things for others and busy and reading and working and praying and being on prayer lines and just glorifying God, helping someone, because the more you think about it, the longer the wait to me. And so I just usually just occupy myself and be good, and it's like a pattern that I've seen with my children. The more that they do for me when they were small, they're grown men and women now with families, but when they were young, the more that they would do and mop the floor, sweep the floor, make up their rooms and everything, the shorter their wait for things, for me to give them things, and I would just give them things on there. But if they just kept on asking and didn't do anything, then I would just say, you're just not ready for it. You're just not ready. So that's one of the things that I kind of go by. I just kind of please the Lord with my faith. It takes faith to please Him. So I just try to take my mind off and conform to His image. Sometimes it comes soon in some ways and things I'm asking and looking for, and sometimes it takes longer. And I just bite it, and I just go on, because as Dr. Pfeiffer say, you know, it's just, you know, you have to just wait and for Him to do the way that He wants to serve you for His good pleasure. Because we're in His word. It's all about Him. It's not all about me. I remember that. It's not about me. But I thank God for His goodness, just for breathing and lungs and not being in difficult places that other people are and I'm not, even though I think my place is difficult. To me, it's not as difficult as another person or something I read about or hear about. So I kind of channel those things into my weight process, and it is difficult, but I still want God to know that I love Him and that it's for my good, and it's
Amen.
All part of His plan for Him to work it out.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm out of time here on that area, and I thank all of you for your coming. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God bless you. This is Friday. I'm going to ask, I want to talk about the convention just for a few moments. Deaconess Gina Hodges, are you there? If so, can you do that and talk about the convention and our need for the convention, and others will get ready. All right, are you there, Deaconess Hodges?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. I am here. Praise the Lord. And good morning to all of our First Fruits family. Just want to give you all an update on the convention. The Hilton Garden Inn and the Jack Ridden Center is ready for the First Fruit Convention, June 19th through the 21st. Our rooms are ready. We can start calling in making our reservations, and it's very important that we pick up these rooms because of the negotiated rate that we got with the Hilton of $104 that includes breakfast for four persons in that room. We have double rooms with the two queen-size beds in there. If you're coming as a group, you could probably sleep four in that room if you'd like. And we also have king rooms. All rooms, again, are $104 with breakfast. Without breakfast, it's going to be $96. The number you need to call to make your reservations are 913-342-7900. And just tell them that you need a room from the First Fruit room block. First Fruit's room block. And they will, you will be honored those rates. Just want to remind you all.
It's very important when you all call in, make sure you say you're with First Fruits, because we've had people, I don't know why people do certain things, but we've had people, the convention last time, to call in and just go on your own. And at the end, I was caught and had to pay extra money because you did it that way. Just obey. Just call in and say you're with First Fruits and you want to be book a room under the First Fruits convention. Would you please do that? It will help us a whole lot. God bless you. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Now, those of you that are traveling with pets, those reservations will be at the Wyndham, the Hawthorne Suites Wyndham. That's in Overland Park. Those are suites, and they do allow pets. You will pay an extra $10 for the pet. Those rates, too, are $104 with the pet fee. We will be giving you more information on the hotels. I'm checking with the assistant general manager to confirm and make sure our room block is set up. I also want to try to set it up so that you can make them by dialing the 1-800 number. If you are a member of the Hilton Passport Rewards Points, you may also get points for staying with this. This convention is going to take place at the Jack Reardon Center, which is connected to the Hilton Garden Hotel. If you're going to need a handicap room, an ADA room, please let me know by dialing 913-766-5130. You may leave a message, and I will return your call. As we move forward for this convention this year, we're going about things a different route. We are cutting costs, and we're really going to have a great time, but we need your support to help us make this happen. We don't want Dr. Johnson having to pay for this after 2014. So we're asking all of you all that made the pledges, please, if you can get your pledges in by May 9th, that is the date that we need all pledges in, as many of them as possible. Some of you may not be able to get them in there by that, or may not be able to get all of it in. But God bless you. We're asking that you do your best so that we can walk into this convention in 2014 debt-free. We're looking forward to seeing all of you all here in Kansas City. Kansas City is getting ready for you. And God bless you, First Fruit, and I'm looking forward to the big family reunion of the First Fruit Worldwide Convention. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you. You're getting on the floor, the ground floor of this convention. Mm-hmm. Amen. I think the Word of God tells us, despise not the day of small things. Mm-hmm. When you start small, you want to be in on it. Because later on you look around and see what God did and say, oh, my God, I was a part of the beginning of this. Oh, my God. See, but you have to get in there, amen, and then obey the things that we're putting before you. Don't be trying to call and find your own hotel and all that. You know, it bothers me when I find parsimonious people. I'm going to say that again. Parsimonious people bother me. What does that mean? That means stingy people trying to save a dollar here and a dollar there, and they put a burden on you just because they're so stingy. I mean, we've done research in the area, and we've gone through great means of trying to do this for you, and we've put it before you now. Just grab it, and let's be a team. Let's be team players. do certain things because we're a team. We're working together, and we'll go further as a team. The devil tries to divide everybody. Together we stand, but divided we fall. So we've gotten good prices for you. Amen. So why don't we go as a team, just simply that we might do greater things as a team. God bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. This is our Friday, and those who would like to give to our ministry, we need you to. We're trying to do too many great things. I got a house, I got a car, all that. But we're trying to do great things for the Lord. Amen. I got a track record of doing great things for the Lord. And I'm going to ask, we don't have but a few minutes, don't have a lot of time to talk, but if we could make it to the point and brief, amen, who, anybody can jump in there and say a word. My mother or anyone, Dr. Stern, Dr. Pfeiffer, anybody can jump in there and say a word and make this appeal for this, for the gifts today. Anyone? Otherwise, I'll do it.
Praise God. God bless you this morning. It's Dr. Pfeiffer. Just saying that you know your support is greatly needed and necessary to move forward. And everything will be held at the hotel. So we are soliciting your prayers and also your financial support. Don't stop sending in the gifts. I know some have sent things in that have, that was returned, but we want you to send it, resend it, and there is a P.O. box number. If you have a donation today, don't forget, today is Friday, and we want to keep our commitment on Fridays and make and bless the man of God, bless, because the money, the funds don't go in his pocket or anyone's pocket. It goes to be a blessing for the people of God. And I have been there to the convention. I have seen A-plus standards where they have us come in. We are picked up at the airport. No one was left without transportation. No one was left without a place to stay. So we want to come in, be a blessing, try and get in one area so that we won't be a burden on the pastor when we leave. God bless you. And don't forget that if you send funds today by Walmart, always get your reference number. Call in. Give it to them. And don't forget, when you have that reference number, call 913-406-4845. And be a blessing today. So we want to remember that. We don't want any burdens to keep us from going into having a good time at the convention because God has worked it out. And we know that God, we just finished talking about it. If we wait upon the Lord, and we have waited upon the Lord, and now it's time. He's opening up the harvest for us. So God bless you. Don't forget your daily reports and donations. So God bless you. And have
God bless you.
Something
thank you.
Good is going to happen to you for being obedient. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, anyone else want to say a word? The line is open to you. All right.
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to say that Dr. Pfeiffer talked about your commitment for the conference and the convention, but I certainly want to let you know that the day is the love blessing, a seed blessing to seed into Dr. Johnson. This is what you call a first fruit of prayer line day to honor and to bless Dr. Bernard Johnson. He still need a blessing. Amen. He can't wait to June to be blessed. And we want to always be able to impart a love offering, amen, to the man of God that labors so hard. We got so much out this week, so much. Amen. We had a beautiful week this week on the First Fruit Prayer Line, and the man of God was on the line every single day, every morning. Amen. He's the one that is orchestrating them. This. He is the CEO. He is the ambassador. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I've heard so many praise reports how God has blessed you, or first blessed us, rather, on First Fruit Prayer Line. So let's show our love, amen, to Dr. Johnson today. And the same way we want to send our love offerings and love tokens, amen, it's the first of the month. And a lot of you, I know that fixed income is on everybody, and we got checks and everything, and you want to be a part of the first fruit of the partakers in the vine, and we want to go to Walmart, and we ought to know how to fill it out by now. But just in case we have first listeners and don't realize that giving is a part of everything in the Bible, we can't overlook that. You're going to fill your name, address out, and telephone number, and then block four is burned on, and that's with a V and not with a B. His mama named him that, and it's a beautiful name. Wonderful name. Let's say that he's a man. Bernard Johnson, and you want to use the telephone number of 913-406-4845. And all you need in Block 5 is Kansas. They will give you a receipt. Never leave any store without a receipt. And they will circle the reference number. And you're going to call that in and tell Dr. Johnson, and you're going to be happy about it, excited. It doesn't matter how little or how great the Lord. If you gave it from your heart, it is honored just as the widow's mite that only gave one mite. So God bless you all on this morning. Don't forget to sow good seeds and see what the Lord bless you. Amen. If you don't sow nothing, nothing is going to come up. Amen. I got tulips and all kind of flowers around my house. But I had to sow them in the ground, and they are coming up every year even more beautiful and beautiful. So you want to grow as a saint to be more beautiful and beautiful. When you see, some of you have never seen Dr. Johnson, and some of you have, but when we meet him this year for the conference, we want to meet him and say, oh, my God, I don't want to feel guilty. And we're not throwing guilt on anyone, but the enemy will throw it at you. We want to meet him and say, oh, I just want to bless the man of God even more because you have a glad heart. You all be blessed. I just love and sharing with you and sharing with all God's people everywhere I go. Let's bless the hands that feed us in the spirit. God bless you is my prayer.
And thank you so much. All of you who have spoken on our behalf, we appreciate it.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, excuse me. This is Sister Gina, but as Dr. Stern was speaking, I just wanted to tell those of you, like she said, some of you have never met Dr. Johnson. Between now and June 1st, if you're interested in booking Dr. Johnson to your area, just give me a call at area code 913-766-5130, and we can make that happen too. This too can be a blessing to the First Fruit Ministry by you booking him to come to your area for an event. If you have an event going on in your area, district meeting, or some type of women's convention or something, let's book him. Let's book him. Let's share him. And at the same time, just spread the word about the First Fruit prayer line. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much for that. Sister Gina, God bless you. And all of you who are on the prayer line, let me just head off what the enemy would try to say. Well, they just want money. They just want money. If you had been on here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we didn't ask for anything. We didn't mention money. The only day that we are talking about giving gifts is on this Friday. When have you ever gone to church five times? Let's say four times. And in that service, they did not mention an offering. We've been on this line five times this week. And four of the services, we have not mentioned any offering. This is the only time on the fifth service. On the fifth Sunday, we took an offering. The other four Sundays, we didn't mention. I'm just trying to show you in reference here. God bless you. We love you. And let's be fair with us, the first fruits, as we be fair with the Lord. Amen. And what I'm trying to say is a lot of people accuse God of things, and he's not guilty. Amen. In fact, he's been so good and kind to us. All we should do is just say, thank you, Lord. God bless you. We love you. And I want to have some prayer for anybody who needs special prayer today before we leave the line. If you have a special prayer request, the line is open to you for any prayer request. We want to pray for you. Anybody got a prayer request? If not, we'll
Sister
just leave
Castfield, Sister Castfield here, Dr. Johnson.
Thank God
some financial requests for prayer for myself.
All right, Sister Castfield, we got you. All right. Anybody else, prayer request?
Mother Digby, I'm just praying that the convention will be fully paid for and that there will be no strings attached after the convention.
All right. Thank you. So she's saying that there won't be any debt left behind. Thank you, Mother. I appreciate that prayer. Mother Grayson. Is that Mother Digby or Grayson?
Dr. Stern here, a financial blessing for my church.
All right. God bless you.
Bonita, area code 616, and I have an unspoken request.
You have a what?
Unspoken request.
Spoken, okay.
Unspoken request.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you. Anyone else?
Sister Lucille.
All right. Go ahead, Sister Lucille.
I'm asking prayer for me and my children.
All right. She just lost her father, and we understand. Uh-huh. Right, anyone else?
It's Sister Mother Garnett.
All right, we got two at the same time.
Sister Miller Garnett, I'm still in the hospital. I thought I was going to go home yesterday, but I'm still wheezing, so I'm asking you to continue to pray for me.
Certainly will. I'm stopping right now. Sister Garnett, amen.
Yes.
Put your phone on speakerphone if you can. You have a speakerphone?
Yes, I do. Let me in the hospital. Okay.
Lay this phone on your chest.
Okay. Lay it on.
Yeah, by your chest, close to your heart. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
You spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of Jesus goes into her heart, which goes out. God, let the oil of the anointing be placed on. The blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Thank you for your miracle.
Thank you.
Power. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Do it right now.
Right now, Lord.
You spirit of infirmity. Lucifer, get out.
Amen.
That body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, that's his house. Why are you trying to come? Lucifer, get out.
Oh, my. What a wonderful, powerful prayer service we are having today. Look, you may contact us at LadyHagen@Yahoo.com, LadyHagen@Yahoo.com. Or you can call us. We're live in the studio Monday through Friday at the same number. And I hope you have a pad and a pen so you can write this information down. You can contact us every morning, Monday through Friday, at this number, 347-934-0207. And we're here at the NPA on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. I can be reached also by email, LadyHagen@Yahoo.com. For those of you who are interested in dealing directly with the International Ambassador, you may also reach him by email, and that is BernardJohnson@Mindspring.com. God bless you all, and until our next meeting day, may the Lord bless and keep all of you real good. We love you, family. Bye-bye.
Bless and open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessing that she doesn't have room to receive. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, bless, bless. We know you can. We know you will. In the name of Jesus. And we ask you to do it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, God, praying for Sister Bonita. God, you know her unspoken request. I thank you because you know everything. You know everything. God, look on her situation and see God, Lord, and give her an unspoken request blessing. Unspoken blessings of the Lord. Make him rich and add it no sorrow. Come in, Lord, and bountifully move, bountifully help, and bountifully make a way. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Your name, Lord Jesus.
God, I pray for those who are burdened down.
Yes.
I pray for those who have a heavy burden.
Yes.
Lighten the heavy load. Look on to Sister Lucille and her children. God, the aftermath sometimes is heavier than the format. God, I'm asking. Look on them. Even when everybody went back home, the sisters and everybody, you promised never to leave nor forsake her. Children right now, Sister Lucille, lift that heavy burden. God, bless them bountifully. Wipe their weeping eyes. Give them something to be joyful about. Amen. And then back over their shoulders, they're back. They'll wonder how they got over, but I know how they got over. You brought them over. You brought them through. And you gave them joy in the midst of sorrow. Thank you, because we for a night, but the joy of the Lord cometh in the morning. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Dr. Johnson, Dr. Johnson, what about the fast?
Amen. Thank you so much. That's why we got assistance. Thank you. We're starting a fast on Monday, 30-day fast, 30 days, beginning Monday. Yeah, Monday morning, amen, 12 midnight. Start it then and go through 3 o'clock. We're fasting without food on Monday. Those who can do it without water, too, I'm doing it without food or water. Amen. Going to 3 o'clock every day. And make your request known unto the Lord. I'm fasting for amazing grace. Amen. That God would do some miracles for our church. Amen. I'm going to ask the saints to do it also at amazing grace. Amen.
Dr. John.
What you would like to fast for. Yes, I hear you.
I'm fasting with you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stern.
God had already told me that. It's confirmation. Praise the Lord. Looking forward to it.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. God, oh, my God, the Holy Ghost gave me a word for you.
Yes.
When you, the Holy Ghost said when you spoke those words out of your bosom, God reconfirmed your miracle in your bosom. Amen. It shall be so. Thus said the Lord, it shall be so. He said, say it boldly again. Thus said the Lord, it shall be so.
Say it, Lord, it shall be so.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Let's close this line. Dr. Stern is facing, and she got to have a miracle. The Lord said it's going to be so. Somebody want to thank him for it?
Good Lord God. Hallelujah. Body like it. Oh, body like it.
God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Jones.